Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We've been speaking with Dr. Erica Bradshaw. She is a medical doctor, and I'm going to give out her phone number again. It is 813-810-1688. She is located in Brandon and Tarpon Springs. Dr. Bradshaw, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks again.
And if you're just tuning in, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition. Come by and visit our store, Gulf Coast Nutrition, at the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor. And don't forget about your tune-up. Come in or give us a call so you can schedule your appointment for your tune-up, where you come and bring all your supplements that you're currently taking. And we'll take a look at them and we'll just evaluate them for you, see if you're doubling up on things, see if you're spending too much money, see if there's something you're really, really missing, or if, you know, we can save you anything in any way. So make sure you do that, the tune-up. And welcome again. Wonderful. We're talking about adrenal fatigue. Well, not just adrenal fatigue, but fatigue in general.
I was thinking of that tune-up. I have a huge cabinet at home, a huge duffel bag of supplements.
I'll
bring them there.
That would be great. We have a few people who, yeah, they come in with all their supplements. And that's what I want to see is compare it, you know, see if you're doubling up on ingredients and wasting money. You don't want to be doing that.
No, nobody does.
Yeah, maybe there's something that you really should be taking for a condition that you have that you're not taking that could really make you feel better. And speaking of feeling better, that's why people come
myself.
See you. Yeah, you can diagnose yourself. Absolutely.
<Something.
laughs> So a lot of people are out there saying, why am I so tired all the time? And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Dr. Bradshaw is giving some ideas of why people might be fatigued. But what type of things, in order to like diagnose somebody with that type of fatigue versus just an occasional tiredness, what do you look at?
Well, I'll tell you what mainstream medicine looks at in general. They look for four or more of the following symptoms. So one of the symptoms is a self-reported impairment in short-term memory or concentration, which a lot of the patients come in, and it's interesting. Sore throat, tender cervical or axillary lymph nodes, muscle pain, multi-joint pain without redness or swelling, headaches of a new pattern or severity, unrefreshed sleep, post-exertional malaise lasting more than 24 hours. And I know a lot of people that are listening right now have those symptoms.
So do you think they could possibly be suffering from fatigue?
I would say so.
So now, we talked a little bit about some other things that might be involved. You mentioned briefly heavy testing the hair to see about heavy elements. Certainly heavy elements could interfere with your energy levels.
Yeah, through the Krebs cycle, certain heavy metals block off the pathways, and that could make you fatigued as well as certain B vitamin deficiencies, for example.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why we always start with that. Mm-hmm. You know, but now let's talk a little bit. You mentioned adrenals, mm-hmm. and you mentioned that was one of the main causes that you saw a lot of people were suffering from fatigue from was just their adrenals are sick.
Yeah, a lot of them. And the adrenals help with fight or flight, for example. And there's three types of hormones in the adrenals. There's the glucocorticoids, which help with the blood sugar and the immune system. And then there's the mineral corticoids, which help you with your blood pressure and your sodium and your potassium balance and your fluid volume in the body. And then there's the adrenaline, which helps the epinephrine, which helps with your heart rate and your blood flow to the muscles in your brain, for example, and helps the conversion of your glycogen to glucose in the liver. So if you compare the symptoms I mentioned a few moments ago, you would notice that some of these things could be related to that. So the adrenal glands can get very sick when someone has a lot of anger or guilt or they're overworked.
Hmm.
Or
overworked. Oh, that hits a nerve.
A lot of us have that issue. I don't know if it's an issue or a problem.
So what else can make the adrenals sick, as you call it, sick adrenals?
Well, toxins from the environment. So in the foods that we eat, if they're not organic or if there's PCBs in the plastic bottles that we're drinking from, in the air that we breathe, if we're exposed to cigarette smokers, smoking cigarettes.
All those things can make the adrenal sick. That's interesting.
Yeah, and then if you work night shifts, so a lot of nurses have that problem, or who else would have that problem? People maybe working late in coffee shops and
or who are on the third shift in some type of industry.
Maybe in the airport.
I couldn't imagine having to work through the night.
I just
couldn't imagine being on the third shift and having to work through the night and trying to sleep during the day.
It's very hard. It's very hard. It really takes a toll on the body.
I bet it does. That would definitely make my adrenal sick.
Yeah, it does. And on your days off, everyone else is on a different schedule, and you try to meet up with people. It doesn't work. It's really hard, and those people do need some help. So I would highly recommend following Dr. Bradshaw's advice if you fall in that category.
So what about hormones? Are they involved in any type of fatigue process?
I would say so. If you're up all night, like we're talking about, you would definitely be lacking in your melatonin.
Yeah, and that not only affects sleep, it affects the way you feel.
And your immune system.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. So what would somebody do? Would they just take melatonin, like, when they go home to sleep?
Yeah, you could do that.
During the day and just try to get that cycle on some type of cycle?
Yeah, that's what I would do, and keep all the blinds, shut.
So try to trick your body.
Yeah. I don't know how long that would last, though, before your body just completely caved in and gave into that.
Yeah, I mean, one single night without a good night's sleep, and I feel it.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I couldn't imagine being that way.
It's getting worse the older we get, right?
Yeah, I definitely need my sleep. That's a biggie. So do you put them on some type of adrenal support?
Yeah, I do. I usually choose something that has a glandular and vitamins in it, for example.
And what in
vitamin C, B complex, pantothenic acid, maybe some licorice root. Depends. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And what about foods? Do you suggest them that they get away from certain types of foods or eat certain types of foods?
Well, I like them to eat protein at every meal. I think that's really important to keep the blood sugar stable and to stay away from the high glycemic foods.
Which are
white flour, white sugar. And fruit, like instead of eating just fruit for breakfast, add some protein to it. So it slows down the blood sugar absorption in the body. So it doesn't spike so quickly.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because then...
Because a lot of people, like I had a woman come in not too long ago, and she thought she was doing really well by eating a lot of fruit.
That's horrible. I don't eat that much fruit.
I don't either. The only fruit that I really eat are green apples, and I'll have like a half an apple at a sitting. And my blackberries, my raspberries, and some blueberries.
See, those are all low glycemic fruits.
Right.
That's a good choice.
And high antioxidant.
Yeah.
Very high antioxidant. So.
And how is coffee wrecking people? I mean, just the timing of it mostly, isn't that what it is, really? I mean, a lot of times it's just too much too late in the day. And
if it's keeping them up at night.
Yeah.
And the pesticides and the coffee. I like coffee, so... I beat up my adrenal glands, so I'm not one to talk.
Do you really? You beat up your adrenal glands?
No. I have a couple cups in the morning, but that's it.
Yeah, I usually have one cup, and then, like this morning, I had some chai tea after.
Oh, yeah.
Which was very nice.
Yeah, but I've run into people that didn't realize, they're at Starbucks, and they're talking about how they can't sleep, and they're standing there with a cup in their hand, and it's late in the afternoon, and I'm looking at them like,
that could really mess you up. I know if I have caffeine after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm done for. There's no way I'm sleeping. Dr. Bradshaw, tell everybody how to get a hold of you again.
I'm in Brandon and Tarpon Springs here in sunny Florida, 813-810-1688. And my girls in the office will guide you to where you need to go to.
And for somebody listening to this show, are you offering any special deal?
10% off your first visit. Just mention this when
Wonderful.
You call in.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Bradshaw.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
It's been great. And for those of you who are interested in finding out more about us at Gulf Coast Nutrition, you can stop by. We're at the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor. Our number is 727-754-2900. 2900. There we go. And you can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com.
And you can listen to our previous shows there as well at gulfcoastnutrition.com. And if you want Dr. Bradshaw's information, we have that information in the store as well. She's again located in Brandon and Tarpon Springs. Thanks for listening.
Yes. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.